The World This Week. Business.
The Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate on hold at a range of between 5.25% and 5.5%. Markets were more interested in the latest moves along its path for rate reductions. The Fed now thinks it will cut just once this year, possibly as late as December, a big change from March when it predicted three cuts. On June 6th, the European Central Bank cut interest rates for the first time in 5 years, shaving a quarter of a percentage point off the deposit facility to 3.75%. America's labour market confounded expectations again, adding 272,000 jobs in May, far above analysts' forecasts and the second biggest monthly addition of employees to the payrolls this year. The annual inflation rate fell to 3.3%. The European Commission said it would impose additional tariffs on imports of Chinese electric vehicles, finding that they benefit from unfair state subsidies. It proposed extra duties of 17% on imports from BYD, 20% on Geely's, and 38% on SAIC's, on top of the 10% tariff they are already subject to. The rates vary for other car makers. Western firms that produce in China and export to the EU will also be taxed. America is imposing tariffs of 100%, but imports few Chinese EVs. The Chinese government reacted furiously to the EU's decision, calling it ill-informed and lawless. A long-awaited secondary sale of shares by Saudi Aramco was completed. Saudi Arabia's state oil company sold about $11 billion worth of shares, equivalent to a 0.64% stake, mostly to international investors. The International Energy Agency said that despite an expected slowdown in the growth of demand for oil over the coming years, global production was set to ramp up, leading to a staggering oversupply of 8 million barrels a day by 2030. Most of the extra output will come from America, but countries such as Brazil and Guyana are also expanding production. The huge surplus of oil will cause prices to plunge, the agency said, further undermining OPEC's ability to control the market. Elliott Management, an activist hedge fund, said it wanted a change of leadership at Southwest Airlines, signalling a period of turbulence at the carrier. Elliott holds an 11% stake in Southwest, which has yet to see its reputation recover from an IT fiasco in late 2022 that caused it to cancel thousands of flights. Apple launched its much-anticipated new artificial intelligence system. Apple Intelligence integrates the technology into its next operating system, iOS 18, allowing users to generate images and customize emojis. Apple emphasized the privacy aspects of its system, though concerns were raised about an arrangement that allows Apple services to tap into ChatGPT, OpenAI's chatbot. The company's share price reached a new high, which in turn helped the S&P 500 and NASDAQ stock indices hit new records. Nvidia's stock split came into effect, which also boosted markets. The AI chipmaker gave its shareholders 10 shares for each one they held, a price dilution that makes them more attractive to small investors. Alphabet, Amazon, and Apple have also split their stock in recent years, but Microsoft hasn't since 2003, and Meta never has. Elon Musk dropped his lawsuit against OpenAI, which alleged that its partnership with Microsoft broke a deal to make its AI free to the public. Mr. Musk has had a stormy relationship with OpenAI since leaving its board in 2018 in a dispute. Underlining the mania for all things AI, Mistral, a French startup that is backed by Microsoft and Nvidia, was reportedly valued at 5.8 billion euros, that's $6.4 billion, after its latest round of fundraising, triple the amount it was valued at in December. Mistral was founded just a year ago and has ambitions to challenge AI products provided by the likes of Google, Meta, and OpenAI. The share of Raspberry Pi, a British maker of cheap single-board computers that grew out of a charitable foundation to promote the study of computing, rose by 38% on its first day of trading on the London Stock Exchange. Mike Lynch, the former chief executive of Autonomy, a British software firm, was found not guilty by a jury in San Francisco of criminal fraud in relation to Hewlett-Packard's takeover of the company in 2011. American prosecutors had alleged that Mr. Lynch inflated Autonomy's revenues to seal the deal. Autonomy's former chief financial officer had been found guilty on similar charges. Mr. Lynch's legal saga has not yet concluded. A British judge is still to decide what damages he must pay in a civil trial that found he was liable for fraud, a ruling that he may appeal against.